So then when they took the hood, whoa, it is cages. That's what they expect. He said, I heard the voice. I thought, like, everyone is happy singing. So we can, like, give them the first impression that everything's okay.
Mansoor, last two questions. One is, you talked about the art classes that you took. Can you describe what art meant for you? And what did you create? What did you draw?
You know, Amy, when we started negotiating with the Khan administration in 2010, we negotiated in 2009 and 10, we negotiated art class. The camp commander said, art class? Your guy is tourist. You didn't have to paint. So we asked the brothers, can you paint, please? The second meeting, we showed them. They were shocked and surprised. They said, okay. It was a process, negotiation, asking over and over again. But alhamdulillah, you know, art class is one of the most important classes to go into now because it helps us to express ourselves. It was a mean way of escaping being in jail because you need to skip that feeling. So art connect us to the world outside. You can see the brothers. We paint, see trees. The things we missed most: sky, the stars. You know, homes, deserts, and so on. So, arts actually help us to connect to our life that we almost forgot. The art connect us to ourselves because it brought that memories back. It connect us to each other. Connect us to the gods. You know, when someone saw art, it kind of like mutual admiration and love and for art. And some of the gods ask for the brothers to paint for them. They give them like art for gifts. Brothers used to teach gods art. Same thing, gods who has background teach brothers. Also, we, you know, in the art, one of the brothers, Sabri, one of the artists on planet, I said, Khaled, how do you feel? He said, Mansoor, wallahi, when I paint, I saw myself in that painting, like in the hill, on the boat, on the ship, on the sea, sometime like running here and there. So he said, like, it just takes my mind and calm people down. And, you know, it was like a therapy too. Also, one of the things we did there, we had like painting everywhere, ourselves in the black. We actually changed the blacks to be like... to be like a hotel. You know, you can see the rooms, the paintings, the art, the science, everything could change the life because we needed to change everything to live in different. We didn't intentionally, but this is the way how we want things to be.
Mansoor, I wanted to ask you about your choice to have a woman voice your book. Usually it's the author when a book is done through audio that someone can listen to it. It's either the author or an actor. But you chose to have a woman read, voice, Don't Forget Us Here. Why?
Yeah, I remember when I was like talking to Sam from Hashtag. Hi, Sam, Antonio, and Julia, my agent. I said, guys, I need a woman. I want to read my book. No, why? It didn't happen before. You know, typically the man, I said, no, I want a woman to read my book. Monson, that doesn't make any sense. I said, what makes sense about Guantanamo? Nothing makes sense. I told him, plus, you know, men have been kidnapped, they tortured me, kicked my ass, imprisoned me. And like, they have done a lot of things, you know. The one who treated us, you know, nicely was woman. So I want a woman to read my book. So why not? At the same time, I told him it is like kind of racism against women. So first they sent me some kind of like men. I said, no, I want a woman to read my book. So when they found it was turned out good, they said, wow, this is a good idea. I said, no, I told you.
Former Guantanamo prisoner Mansoor Daifi, author of the new memoir, Don't Forget Us Here, Lost and Found at Guantanamo. He was speaking to us from Serbia. And that does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Terracena, Tammy Warrenoff, Trina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astujo, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Masood, and Mary Conlon. Our general manager is Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan, David Prude, and Dennis McCormick. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
WRCT proudly presents Anatomy of the Ear this weekend, our annual celebration of obscure genres everywhere. Thursday through Sunday, join us from 3 p.m. into the late hours of the night for back-to-back specials of genres you never knew you were missing. Listen at 88.3 FM or on our website, wrct.org, where you can also find our full schedule for this weekend. WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
mushroom. It's in natural grace. Or watching young life change. It's in minor keys. Solutions to remedies. Enemies becoming friends. When bitterness ends. This is my church. This is my church.
Vicksburg.
In the sky. We'll be right back.
RCT Pittsburgh.
Zombo in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, but today I am in your stomach. It is actually the show's going to air on Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving, and it is the end of the Human Experience series. It is we're finishing here, and with the fourth best thing in life, and that is eating. And this is the American diet. So it's great for Thanksgiving. It's the American diet. It's all songs about hamburgers, French fries, and pizza. The great American diet. And it is 3 hours of songs about pizza, cheeseburgers, hamburgers, and French fries. Mmm. It just makes you hungry thinking about it. Because I know there's a lot of people, that's all they eat in life. The great American diet, welcome to it. And, wow, it's been quite a journey. The whole human experience thing started at the beginning of the year, January 1st of this year, because it started January 1st this year. That's when it started, the first week in January.